The Emerging Lindy Stock Screen, Finding Tomorrow's Winners. In a market obsessed with quarterly results and narratives that change by the week, today's screen searches for the exact opposite, Lindy businesses, which are companies that are built to last for decades. The Emerging Lindy Screen finds future Lindys, businesses that combine invention with discipline, transforming broken industries through structural innovation, vertical integration, and cultural resilience. The screen is designed to uncover the next Amazon or Apple, the types of compounding machines we aim to own long before the world catches on. In today's Sunday selection, we report on a company selling something no homeowner can refuse, the problem it solves never goes away, and a rare stumble just handed us its cheapest valuation in years. To see the criteria used to create the Emerging Lindy Screen, go here. As of the close of trading on Thursday, July 9th, the following 32 stocks met the criteria. Highs and lows each week. We also monitor any stocks in the market making 52-week highs. We do this because any stock on its way to generating 2x, 3x, or 10x returns will spend a lot of time making new 52-week highs along the way. Thus, the 52-week high list provides an opportunity to flag these potential high performers before they really break out, with a particular emphasis on lower profile, less widely followed stocks that might have otherwise gone unnoticed. Notable stocks making a 52-week high this week: Apple, AAPL, Eli Lilly, LLY, JP Morgan Chase, JPM, Johnson & Johnson, J&J, AbbVie, ABBV, United Health Group, UNH, Coca-Cola, KO, Philip Morris International, PM, Arista Networks, ANET, Welltower, WELL, Union Pacific, UNP, Chubb, CB, CVS Health, CVS, Altria Group, Menmo, The Bank of New York Mellon, BNY, General Dynamics, GD, Monster Beverage, MNST, Elevance Health, ELV, CSX, CSX, Valero Energy, VLO, Marathon Petroleum, MPC, Phillips 66, PSX, American Electric Power Company, AEP, Travelers, TRV, Simon Property Group, SPG, presented by The Golden Portfolio. In many cases, the names on this list are there for good reason. The market is often correctly pricing in weak fundamentals. However, once in a while, a great business with excellent long-term prospects finds itself on this list due to a temporary setback. This can create the rare opportunity to buy top-shelf merchandise at bargain basement prices. Notable stocks making a 52-week low last week: Space Exploration Technologies, SPCX, Oracle, ORCL, O'Reilly Automotive, ORLY, Las Vegas Sands, LVS, Constellation Brands, STZ, Lenner, LEN, Ulta Beauty, ULTA, Avery Dennison, AVY, Molson Coors Beverage, TAP, X Energy, Z, Icon Enterprises, IEP, Rollins, ROL, EquipmentShare.com, EQPT, Mattel, MAT, Ollie's Bargain Outlet, OLLI, United States Lime and Minerals, USLM. For partners only, a Lindy franchise just got marked down. Today's Sunday selection comes off the 52-week low list, and it is one of the highest quality, boring businesses that possess many Lindy hallmarks. This is a company people send money to every month so as not to have a problem. It sells an essential, non-discretionary service through recurring contracts, in a market that artificial intelligence is unlikely to threaten. The company has grown revenue nearly every year for six decades, through the global financial crisis, through COVID, and through every rate cycle in between. And right now it is down more than 30% from its February all-time high, sitting at a fresh 52-week low, trading at its cheapest multiple relative to its own history in years. The reasons the market has marked it down have nothing to do with the engine that actually defines the franchise, making this a compelling Lindy for today's Sunday selection. Rollins NYSE, ROLL, is the largest pest and wildlife control company in the world, operating leading brands such as Orkin, Home Team Pest Defense, Western Pest Services, and more than 60 regional names across roughly 70 countries. Founded in 1948, the company went public in 1961. In 1964, it acquired leading pest control business Orkin for $62.4 million, an enterprise more than four times its own size, in what is widely cited as the first leveraged buyout in U.S. history. It has been steadily growing ever since. Four structural features make this franchise exceptionally hard to dislodge. More than 80% of revenue is recurring, monthly and quarterly contracts where customers pay to prevent having a problem, not to get rid of one. The U.S. market has roughly 20,000 operators, mostly small and local, while Rollins is the consolidator with the balance sheet and regulatory apparatus to outcompete them. A technician must physically treat a building, Software does not kill termites, mice, and other critters. Demand is non-discretionary for some businesses, and legally mandated across food service, healthcare, logistics, and hospitality businesses. And Rollins runs a multi-brand acquisition machine, preserving regional identities while plugging them into its infrastructure, in a market with thousands of tuck-in targets remaining. The financial structure checks all the boxes for what Warren Buffett called an inevitable: gross margins in the low 50% range, return on equity in the high 30% range, return on invested capital in the low 20% range, CapEx well under 1% of revenue, and free cash flow conversion north of 100%. In short, it is a cash printing machine. Until a year ago, the stock was priced for perfection, trading at 50x earnings. Then after a few quarters of just okay results, shares have fallen while the underlying Linde dynamics stayed fully intact. The drawdown started in Q4 2025, when Rollins grew revenue about 9.7% year-over-year to roughly $913 million, but missed consensus on both sales and earnings per share, EPS. The stock fell 15% as a once-never-miss compounder suddenly looked mortal. Q1 2026 revealed better results, but shares continued to languish. Revenue of $906 million beat estimates, up 10.2% with 6.6% organic growth. Adjusted EPS came in line, and management reiterated the full year 7% to 8% organic growth. The quarter also demonstrated re-acceleration. Demand started slow on January weather, then built sequentially, with March at roughly 12% total growth. But the market found new things to discount. Operating margin fell 120 basis points to 16.1% as insurance and claims expenses climbed to 3.7% of sales, alongside deliberate pre-season investments in technicians and salespeople. Earnings missed by 4%, and free cash flow fell 20.6%, almost entirely unfortunate tax and interest timing. Then on May 27, CFO Ken Krause, architect of the margin expansion roadmap he had just presented at Investor Day, resigned to pursue an opportunity in an unrelated industry. Even though it was an orderly handoff, the stock fell about 5% on the announcement, and investment management firm Bernstein downgraded Rollins stock and cut its target from $70 to $52. Throughout this period, the recurring contract portfolio kept growing at mid to high single-digit rates. The sluggishness occurred in the smaller, one-time jobs that are inherently lumpy quarter to quarter. Now expectations have reset, and shares now trade on a forward earnings multiple in the low 30s, down from over 50x, even as the same Linde traits still hold strong: recurring revenue, root density, and capital-light cash generation. In other words, a great business has gone on sale. We are not adding Rollins to the recommendation list today, but a 60-year compounder at its 52-week low, with the recurring engine fully intact, deserves a spot on the watch list. Q2 earnings come out on July 22nd, and we'll be watching.